Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Is it dangerous to use the word bonds and fixed income interchangeably or synonymously? That's our topic this week for Dollars and Cents. You know, I can't tell you how often I have people come into my office and they show me their statements, and their bond funds, their bond portfolio is called and labeled fixed income. And that creates a lot of challenges and a lot of problems. So let's talk about first the difference in an individual bond and a mutual fund that buys bonds. You know, if I have a bond with Coca-Cola that matures in 5 years, let's say I've got $10,000 worth, 10 bonds. Then what that means is in 5 years, when my bonds mature, Coca-Cola is going to guarantee me $10,000. They're going to give me my principal back. So what I'm basically doing is I'm loaning money to Coca-Cola, and they're going to pay me interest every year. Usually every 6 months, they're going to pay me a dividend. And then in 5 years, let's say it's going to mature in 5 years, they're going to pay me my principal back. Now, you may have heard that bonds and interest, bond values and interest rates move in an opposite direction. And it's very important to understand in this world we live in today. Because think about that. What that means is if interest rates go down, bond values go up. But if interest rates go up, bond values go down. So here's what that means. If I own a bond, if I own $10,000, 10 bonds in Coca-Cola that mature in 5 years, if interest rates go up today, if they go up over the next year, the value of my bonds on paper, of my Coca-Cola bonds, is going to go down. However, when it matures, it's going to be worth $10,000. So as we get closer to maturity, those bonds are going to come back up. And at maturity in 5 years, they're going to be worth $10,000. It is guaranteed by Coca-Cola. Now, anytime you look at guarantees, you've got to look at who's backing the guarantee. There's no insurance for something like a corporate bond with Coca-Cola, but I think it's safe to say Coca-Cola will probably be around a lot longer than I will be. So as long as they can meet that obligation, my money is protected. So I would call that a safe money investment. I have protected principal. Now, by contrast, a bond mutual fund buys bonds like Coca-Cola. The problem is that bond mutual funds don't hold typically bonds until maturity. They are constantly buying and selling bonds. So what that means is if interest rates go up and my bond values go down, they're constantly buying and selling the bonds, so I have no guarantee or assurance that that principal value will ever come back. And that's especially important to understand in today's world, because many financial companies, when they put on their statement fixed income, they include bond funds, traditional U.S. bond funds. And usually the duration of those bonds is usually 5 or 6 years. The problem is there's a pretty decent interest rate risk to the bonds. And it is not a safe investment. The Coca-Cola bond, I would say, is a safe investment because I have guaranteed principal in 5 years. But the bond mutual fund is not safe because there's no assurance of principal guarantee in the future. So the challenge in today's world is interest rates are very low. And the value of bonds in a portfolio is they help hedge risk. You know, when people are concerned about the stock market, when the stock market's volatile or going sharply down, people are rushing to the safety of bonds. So in the short term, bond funds help add a little bit of stability to your portfolio. The problem is, while that helps in the short term, in the long term, in today's world of historically low interest rates, I think that's going to be a disaster, to be quite frank. I mean, think about it. Either interest rates will stay, there's only one of two things that can happen. They either stay really low, or interest rates go up, in which case bonds do even worse. And if interest rates stay low, bonds aren't paying much. So using traditional bond mutual funds to hedge risk, or even for income, could be very dangerous in this world that we live in today. So instead, you should hedge risk differently for the next 20 years than what's been done for the last 20 years. And you have to be very careful with that. How do you hedge risk? You have the risk of the stock market. You have a whole bunch of stuff in your portfolio that if one thing zigs, another zags. So if one thing like stock markets, stocks or stock mutual funds or index funds are way down, hopefully everything's not down because you've got things that zig and zag. Now, bonds do that in the short term, but in the long term, we're on the front edge of an historic bear market in bonds, in traditional U.S. bond funds. Now, it may be an historic bear market, depending on where interest rates go in the future and where inflation goes. And I know a lot of you are concerned about inflation. But instead, you should be hedging risk with more diversification. That 60-40 or 70-30 mix of stocks and bonds or stock and bond funds is probably not going to be very effective in the future because of the drag of the performance of the bond funds. So instead, I think you need more diversification, things like commodities, energy, natural resources, non-traditional bonds, bonds that have adjustable interest rates, kind of like the difference in an adjustable rate mortgage and a fixed rate mortgage. So if interest rates go up, the bonds charge more interest automatically, and so they can increase in value as interest rates go up instead of being stuck and losing money when interest rates go up. So in today's world, you need a completely different approach to diversification and income in today's world.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.